Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
All right, bear with me. For those who don't know me, I'm Brian Helt. And in light of Easter and falling low and being risen again, I've been given an opportunity to tell you my story of falling pretty low and of God's infinite mercy of him. Building my back up again. Well, I'm a carpenter. On January 23rd of this year, I was working on a two-family in Skinker to Bolivar. We had gutted it out, and I was on the second floor, and had the subfloor cut out, and I was walking on some floor joists, and so I stepped on one, and it gave way, and I fell 10 feet down onto the first floor. And I fell on, my neck and my head, and I was knocked unconscious on the way down. From there I was out, and thank God Jeff Lutchins was there, and he came over and he rolled me over and he called the ambulance. And so he says that he helped me walk to the ambulance, which is pretty amazing. And I remember waking up in the ambulance and looking at the paramedic, and I said, I don't need a doctor. And he promptly gave me a shot of morphine, and then that was it. I was out. I'm following my notes here, because otherwise I will I'll lose my place. I'm not very good talking to people up here. So when I got to the hospital, I learned that I had two skull fractures. I had broken my shoulder, my wrist. I had six broken ribs. I had a broken vertebrae here, and then I had two broken vertebrae, number 6 and 7. They were severed, and I'm still alive. Here I am. So I'm very thankful that I was taken to Barnes, because the people there are amazing. The care that I got there was just phenomenal. The surgeon that worked on me was great. All the care. So the blessings, they never stopped. So at the hospital, I was just blessed with, so many people came to see me, and all of my pastors, former and present, came and prayed with me, and sang, and brought me food, and gosh, it was just amazing, because the blessings didn't stop. So I was 6 days in the hospital. I had an 8-hour surgery on my neck where they fused it all together. And then after 6 days in the hospital, they sent me home. And, the blessings didn't stop. They kept coming. I kept getting food. I kept getting meals. There was a group of people that came out and sang hymns to me. People brought me books and sent me music, and loved my family, just provided so much for us in the form of, gift certificates and meals and money even. And I don't, I have this guilt that I don't feel worthy, but it was amazing to see the love that was poured out on us, me and my family. It was pretty amazing. So the road to recovery is going to be a long one, apparently. There's still a lot of pain, especially towards the end of the day. So if you guys are still praying for me, if you guys could pray for the pain and for recovery and being able to go back to work, it's going to be a really hard transition. My strength isn't there yet. To just pray for that recovery and being able to, to work and to be able to play music and sing and stuff like that. I would appreciate your prayers for that. And I just want to tell you all how thankful I am. I mean, I'm thankful that Jeff was there that day. I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful that my children have a father who's whole, and that I can be with them, play with them. I'm thankful for my wife who, you know, was there with me every night at the hospital, who, you know, moved into the couch and while I slept on the recliner and, you know, got everything for me, took me to my doctor's appointments and did all the laundry and all the dishes, which, of course, she does most of that anyway. But she was, just took care of me. And I just want to, in this last moment, thank all of you, especially for your prayers. You know, it was, most people that suffer this accident are dead or paralyzed. And your petitions to God for me were a big part of that, of me being well, I think. You know, thank you for music. Thank you for money. Thank you for loving me and my family. So, God is good. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Can I pray for you?
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that Brian stands before us today. Those of us that saw him in the hospital, we are so thankful. We're so thankful for your mercy. We're thankful that you have lifted him up and that he is playing music with us already again. And he's talking to us and he's with us. And we're so very thankful for that. We do pray that you would answer the prayers that he's just asked for, that you would give him strength, continue to give him healing, and that you would just help him in the days to come, especially as he goes back to work eventually. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.